Attorney General George Brandis announced that the federal government has overturned the decision to cut funding to community legal centres earlier today. This backflip has been welcomed by both the opposition and the community legal sector, but has several years of uncertainty regarding funding cuts caused irreversible damage to the future of this sector. Attorney General Senator George Brandis, speaking at a press conference earlier today, has announced the government's commitment to continuing funding community legal centres.
This is very good news, not just for the profession and for the sector and all who work in it, but most importantly, very good news for the vulnerable people whom they serve, who will be benefited by an investment of unparalleled magnitude by the Commonwealth in these services.
Following huge backlash from the legal sector, the federal government has finally withdrawn its decision to reduce community service funding by 30%. In what would have been a $55.7 million reduction over 3 years, there were huge concerns for the thousands of disadvantaged Australians who seek free legal advice. But what is a community legal centre? Polly Porteous is the Managing Director of Community Legal Centres New South Wales.
Community legal centres are non-government organisations that provide free legal advice and casework services to disadvantaged people who can't afford to access a lawyer.
The sector is pleased to hear this news. It's an important lifeline that is being thrown out to the sector, but on the other hand, it is a short-term solution, and we're looking forward to working with federal government and also state and territory governments to secure better funding for community legal centres moving into the future.
Naseem Araj, CEO of the National Association of Community Legal Centres, echoes Porteous's sentiments about the importance of such services, as do both sides of politics. Senator Katie Gallagher is the Acting Shadow Attorney General.
Well, we certainly think this is very welcome news for the sector. These are cuts that have concerned the sector for many years now, at least the last 3 years, and you know they were facing a 30% cut to their operational funding in 8 weeks' time. So this last-minute backflip from Senator Brandis is most welcome, but it's down to the campaign that's been run by the community legal sector more broadly. It's certainly not anything to do with George Brandis.
So, if everyone's happy, what's all the fuss about? Polly Porteous again.
To start with, it's taken us away from our frontline business of providing legal services. So the bosses of every community legal centre, they're all independent organisations, and the head of each community legal centre has basically spent the last few years trying to stop these cuts. So that's the first thing, is that it's an immense amount of work to actually go to your local politicians and also go to funding bodies elsewhere and argue for more money.
However, as demand for these services is high, maintaining the current level of funding will not relieve community legal centres who are running over capacity.
The good news is that we help over 215,000 people each year. But the saddest side of that story is we turn away almost one in two people that we are able to help. So there's a massive amount of unmet need out there in the community, and what is needed is more and more secure funding for our services so that we can help the people out there in the community that really need it most. You know, when you're talking to someone who's about to lose their house or about to lose their child, about to lose their job, it is very, very hard to say no, that we can't help them just because we don't have the capacity.
According to Naseem Araj, successful legal cases act as a living testament to the continued need for community legal services in Australia. So while the status quo seems to be remaining in place for the time being, the sector is no more certain of its funding than it has been in the past.
So the impact that the uncertainty has on people out in the community that need access to free legal services is that it's very difficult for the community legal centres that they go to plan ahead. So we've been on about the last 5 years, we've been on year-to-year funding agreements. And what that means is services aren't able to plan where they'll be in more than a year's time. Many staff are on casual contracts. And so it creates uncertainty in the community, and services kind of come and go at the whims of funding.
The bosses of the centres themselves have had to start saying to staff that they're going to lose their jobs. Lots of people have left already because they didn't have any funding certainty.
For Polly Porteous, the hard work continues for a sector in constant need of extra resources.
But across the country, it doesn't mean that you know, the problem is solved. There are still thousands of Australians who just can't get access to free legal services. And so we need to keep advocating for that. But certainly it's really reassuring that the Commonwealth Attorney General has agreed to not put the cuts through.
Polly Porteous ending that report.